The North Coast Section Baseball and Softball playoffs got underway this week, and it was a good start to the postseason for the Little Four schools in particular, including the South Fork softball team. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll break down all the week's playoff action in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including a thrilling conclusion to last weekend's Charles Lakin baseball tournament, some big changes in the air for Cal Poly Humboldt basketball, a record-setting NCS meet for the HDNL track and field athletes, where one local champion is taking his talents after graduation, and news of the Cal Poly Humboldt 2025 Athletics Hall of Fame class. But first up, it was a busy week for the local high school baseball and softball teams in the NCS playoffs. 13 league teams qualified, including two that received a top seed in their bracket. The playoffs got underway on Tuesday with six teams in action, including the Ferndale girls. The Wildcats returned to the softball playoffs for the first time in 8 years and traveled to take on Point Arena in the Division 6 bracket. And it was a successful return as the Cats won 18-8, posting their first playoff win since 2017. The South Fork girls also won their playoff opener in Division 5. The number 5 seeds in the bracket hosted number 12 Hercules and got off to a flying start, scoring 14 runs in the opening two innings on the way to a dominating 20-3 win. The Cubs, who ended a 35-year wait for a Little Four title this spring, have been one of the most successful programs in the NCS playoffs in recent years, having won a section title in 3 of the last 4 seasons they've qualified. And rounding out a big week for the Little Four schools, the Hoopa Warriors, who have won more section softball titles than any other HDNL school with 7, also won their playoff opener, defeating San Domenico 9-1 in Division 6 action. The McKinleyville Panthers and Del Norte Warriors, meanwhile, received a top seed and first round bye in their softball brackets and automatically advanced to this weekend's quarterfinals, along with Ferndale, South Fork and Hoopa. Del Norte is in Division 3 while McKinleyville is in Division 5. The Fortuna girls also were in action this week and lost their playoff opener in Division 2, falling 11-0 at Benicia. In baseball, meanwhile, just 2 of the 7 HDNL teams in action this week won their opening games. Arcata and St. Bernard's are seeded 2 and 3 in Division 5, and both successfully navigated their opening games to advance to the weekend quarterfinals. The Tigers beat Ignacio Valley 15-0, and St. Bernard's defeated Piner 3-1. The McKinleyville Panthers lost 2-1 at Amador Valley in the Division 2 bracket, giving up 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th, while the Eureka Loggers fell 12-4 to Washington in Division 3. Also in Division 3, Big 5 champion Del Norte lost 12-1 to Kelseyville, while in Division 4, Ferndale fell 9-0 at Moreau Catholic, and in Division 5, Hoopa fell 14-0 at Miramonte. Strangely, 3 of the 4 local conference champions received lower seeds than the runners-up. In other local baseball and softball news this week, last weekend's Charles Lakin tournaments served up a couple of exciting championship games. In the baseball decider, the McKinleyville Panthers claimed a second straight tournament title in thrilling fashion when senior Colby Stolpe drove in teammate Bryce Sargent for a walk-off victory, capping a 2-run rally in the bottom of the 7th to edge the Eureka Loggers 4-3. The Fortuna girls, meanwhile, claimed their first Lakin softball tournament championship in 8 years with a come-from-behind 6-4 win over McKinleyville. The Huskies trailed by 3 going into the 6th inning, but would score 6 late runs to pull out the victory. Senior Fate Helms had a crucial bases-clearing double to help key the late rally and secure the tournament championship. Elsewhere in local sports this week, Cal Poly Humboldt men's basketball head coach Chris Tift announced that he is leaving the program to take over as head coach of the Cal State San Bernardino men's team. Tift was with the Jacks for just 2 years, but appeared to be building some momentum with a big season this past winter, leading them to a first winning season since 2019 and their first playoff victory since 2016. In local high school track and field, meanwhile, it was another record-setting week for the fastest athlete in HDNL history. Some of the best big school athletes from the North Coast section traveled to Fortuna High School for the Redwood Empire Championships on Saturday, and several local athletes impressed. None more so than Del Norte junior Deacon Hanks. Just 1 week after breaking his own league record in the boys' 100 meters, Hanks did it again, crossing the finish line in first place with a time of 10.57 seconds. And knocking 0.13 seconds off his previous record. The record-setting performance was one of six individual victories for the league athletes. Hanks also won the 200 metres with a PR time of 21.91 seconds, while four Little Four athletes won events at the Class A Smaller Schools NCS Championships in Santa Rosa. St. Bernard senior Leila Florvillis placed first in both the girls' high jump and 100 metre hurdles, while her teammate Colton Hall won the boys' discus. Ferndale junior Anthony Casso also placed first in the boys' 110-meter hurdles. In local golf, meanwhile, McKinleyville senior Jake Gardner has announced that he will continue his playing career at the college level after committing his future to Simpson University in Reading. Gardner capped an impressive high school career this spring by winning the HDNL title and becoming the first McKinleyville boy to do so since Cody Bates back in 2012. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, Cal Poly Humboldt announced the 2025 Hall of Fame inductees. The new class includes Lumberjacks basketball legend Fred Hooks, who helped lead the team to a West Region title and national Final Four appearance in 2004. Longtime Lumberjacks equipment manager Monty Cook also will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with former quarterback Blake Mormon, who played for the Jacks in 2005 and 2006. The new class will be inducted in a ceremony in October. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.